AT&T, Verizon, and Johnson & Johnson are just the latest companies to take some of their ads off of Google and its video site YouTube. In a statement, AT&T said they are deeply concerned that their ads may have appeared alongside YouTube content promoting terrorism and hate. More than 200 companies have now taken down ads, including McDonald's, Volkswagen, and L'Oreal. Joining us with more is Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And this controversy really bubbled up in the UK last week. What happened?
The Times of London, a newspaper there, found that some of these videos on YouTube had advertisers associated with sort of brand names. And it's not that, you know, Mercedes decided that, you know, it really wanted to sell ads to jihadis. You know how this works, right? If you look up cars to buy and Mercedes and that kind of ad follows you around the internet, if you end up watching an extremist video after that, well, Google has stuff in place to try to stop that. Google, of course, owns YouTube. So they try to keep those ads from showing up there, but it's complicated. It's all kind of done by computer systems, and that's how they ended up there.
And after this all came up, they did make some changes at Google to try to stop this from happening. Will those work?
Well, it's too early to say. They say they're hiring hundreds more people. I mean, every minute, 400 hours of content gets uploaded to YouTube, and they don't have enough people to look at all of that. So they really rely on users to say this is inappropriate content, and they try to get stuff that is inappropriate down as quickly as possible. So they say they're hiring more people and that they're going to work on better technology.
How big of a deal is it for Google? What is this costing them to have these companies, big companies, pulling ads?
It's a big deal. No one will say exactly how much money is at stake here. It depends on how long this goes, too. So there are some analysts who say this could hurt Google's bottom line and show up, you know, with not as good of a earnings forecast. But it's really too early to tell.
And the other thing that's been brought up is that perhaps some of these companies that are pulling ads, like AT&T, like Verizon, have their own axes to grind with Google. They want to compete with Google, as we mentioned earlier. Verizon and Yahoo and AOL are kind of all part of one big media organization. Now, is that possible that this isn't about the extremist videos, but it's about their competition?
I think it's both. Yeah, I think certainly Verizon, AT&T, they have, you know, they have people looking at their phones and they want online video and online ad services the same way. They're going to have to deal with these same problems themselves when they do that. So there are also a lot of companies who said, you know, we really want more control, Google, over where our ads show up. And so they've always been asking for sort of more insight into this, more security, more protection. And so I think a lot of companies have sort of jumped on and used this as an opportunity to get what they've been asking for a while.
And are we expecting to see more changes from Google?
We'll see how these get received. Google is a company that sells advertising. This is very important to them. They have strong data science. They're going to work very hard on this, I imagine, to fix it. So if these changes aren't enough, I think we'll see more.
We've been saying Google. I've gotten so used to saying Google. I guess these days we should be saying Alphabet, the parent company. But
yeah, it affects
old habits die hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Kurt, thank you.
My pleasure.